There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for a Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. A little of a Christian father with a forever gloomy face saw a horse. He shouted, "Daddy, he must be a Christian. He too has a long face." Yeah, especially fathers, when you are overwhelmed with this hard work outside, even moms, when you get home, try to smile to your family. That is the best thing that you give them during the day. They need it more than food, and they expect it. A smiling face. That is what they expect daddy to be at home and mommy to be at home. Yeah, as we have heard in the Bible today, John chapter 2, the Virgin Mary is acknowledged and honored as being truly the mother of God and of the Redeemer. She is clearly the mother of the members of Christ also, since she was by her charity joined in bringing about the birth of believers in the church, who are members of its head. Mary, Mother of Christ, Mother of the Church also. She gave birth to him, you see, naturally, you see, through the biological, and she gave us, each one of us, through grace, we become really, really children of God and brothers and sisters of Jesus. We have one mother. The mother of God, the mother of God, become the mother of Christians, the mother of the church. Because Jesus is our head, we are his members. We are one mystical body. This is a reality, but a wonderful. This is the eternal plan of God to create one family of God in a holy singular way. She cooperated by her obedience, faith, hope, and burning charity in the Savior's work of restoring spiritual life to souls. For this reason, she is a mother to us in the order of grace. This motherhood of Mary in the order of grace continues uninterruptedly from the consent which she loyally gave at the Annunciation and which she sustained without wavering beneath the cross until the eternal fulfillment of all the elect taken up to heaven. She did not lay aside this saving office, but by her manifold intercession continues to bring us the gifts of eternal salvation. Therefore, the Blessed Virgin is invoked in the Church under the title of Advocate, Helper, Benefactress, and Mediatrix. So lucky. What a gift to have this mother. Mother individually, mother of the family, mother of the community, mother of the church. She loves us. She cherishes us. She knows each one of us by name. You see, we have to have this wonderful mom and son and daughter relationship. Yeah. Through our faith, through our charity, through our prayers. It does not mean she taken up and forget. You see, mom, especially you moms, you know, never, never forgets her children. Never. Always thinks about them. This is Mary. Always thinks about us and always prays for us. Always stand before the Trinity and asks the grace which we need. Yeah, we need it. We need it. You see, all the saints, all of them, men and women, they loved this mother. And by her help, you see, they are now enjoying eternal life. This is what we should imitate. No saint you find, you see, who has no special relationship, filial relationship with his mother. No one. All of them in his own or her own way. That is the plan of God. He came to us through her, and he wants us helped to him. That is the way he chose. It is wonderful, you see, when we see this Bible, this wedding. Jesus made this the first miracle
in this wedding of Cana. When I meditate, you see, when I read this, why Jesus waited to be asked by Mary? Isn't he? Is more than Mary knows and loves the thing, the problem. Why not you see by himself knowingly do it that? But he waited to be, you see, asked by his mother. That is to show us how Mary is powerful and her intercession is so effective. Yes, she concerns about her children, about many problems. That is why she said, you see, it was a shame. At the middle of party, think, if all drinks is finished, what will do? All the friends, the invited. Yes, Mary concerns. Solving that problem, she knew who is Jesus and said, they have no wine, my son. This is, you see, at the beginning. Mom, what is this concern for me? My time is not yet. But she believes, you see. She does not despair by this word. What she said is, please, the servants, do it what he tells you. Yeah, this is always Mary do, even now. As we said, as we see, he did. Okay. Because mom is said, I will do it. Fill the water. All the jars, you see. And he prayed, and he changed it to wine. It's wonderful. Yes, Jesus is God. He can do anything he wants to do. Even now, you see, Mary concerns, and through her intercession and prayer, he gives us what we need. But what she said to the servants is very, very important. Do what he tells you. This is very important, brothers and sisters. Do you know what Jesus tells us? We have to ask this question, you see. What does Jesus want me to do? What is his will? Yes, his answer to every one of us is the same. Love one another as I have loved you. This is the commandment he gives us. Love one another as I have loved you. Yeah, this commandment, if we try to do it, Mary will help us and we will be blessed, each one of us, and our family will be blessed. Yeah. So try to put in practice at home first. Saint Teresa, always Mother Teresa, repeats, love starts at home. When daddy smiles at mommy, and when mommy and daddy smiles at their beautiful children, and the children smiles at their parents. This is how, where we learn how to love and put in practice what Mary tells. Do what he tells you. And he tells always to our family, individually and as a family, love one another as I have loved you. The great obstacle and hindrance for not to practice in this love is, you see, our selfishness. Yeah, always we are self-centered. But love, Christian love, it is not, you see, by loving yourself that you are happy, but by getting out and meet others' need. This is a wonderful experience of love. The more you get out to love, to help, to serve others, the more you want to serve because you experience this wonderful love. This is what is hidden from this world. Man wants, you see, to hoard all things, expect to be served, and never, never get this joy, empty inside. But Jesus showed us by his example and his words, that is the true way. So let's learn and let's ask Mary to help us, you see, to be enlightened and see us children of light and peace and put these words. Let's ask Mary. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. By asking Mary to pray for us, we acknowledge ourselves to be poor sinners and we address ourselves to the Mother of Mercy, the All Holy One. We give ourselves over to her now in the today of our lives, and our trust broadens further already at the present moment to surrender the hour of our death wholly to her care. May she be there as she was at the Son's death on the cross. May she welcome us as our mother at the hour of our passing to lead us to her Son, Jesus in paradise. So may God give us to be really children of God and peace and light and children of Mary, to imitate the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. These are the icon of every family. Please try to help the family. The family is all in the world. That is how Jesus shows us how important is the family. We have to put the family first of all. Priority we have to give. You see what you see in the, at the door, all those flags, they speak us a lot, to each one of us. These are, you see, crying symbols. Jesus became a baby. He is God. But he did that to show us what is life, what is the value of life. Every child is the image of Jesus, the baby Jesus. So when we do anything to these images, destroying them, canceling them, we should be responsible, and we should pay the cost. Yes. So please, let's pray, let's do by all our resources to stand for life, to speak out for life. This is our mission as children of God, as disciples of Jesus, and this is our commission. No matter what we do, no matter who we are, we have given this assignment to stand for life, to fight for life, especially for those helpless and powerless, to be a voice for the voiceless. God bless you.